Coming up on episode number 687, tonight's cover story is going to focus on a group that started in the late 50s, early 60s as Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. And at the time, their music was as big as the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Although, boy, you don't hear as much about this group as you do about the Stones and the Beatles. However, they were influential, and a lot of artists recognized that and were influenced by it. This is The Band cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's July 8th, 2010. My name is Brian Evett, and by request, got a cover story tonight that I'd like to welcome you to, a cover story for The Band. Now, if you're probably familiar with maybe one, two, maybe three songs by The Band, or you're a big fan of them, in which case, I hope in either case, actually, you enjoy tonight's show. The Band started out, like I said, as Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, the backup group for Ronnie Hawkins, and Bob Dylan, very involved in the early days when they got started out. As a matter of fact, a couple of Bob Dylan's songs are co-written by Robbie Robertson, who is who was for a long time the chief songwriter for The Band. Even some controversy over that later on when people started covering The Band's music and crediting it only to Robbie Robertson. But other names, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, other names you'd know from The Band. And we're going to start off the show tonight with a set of music, kind of a triptych of what I believe are The Band's biggest, three biggest well-known songs, kicking things off with a cover of The Weight by Shannon Kerfman from her album Loud Guitars, Big Suspicions from 1999. Here is a cover of The Weight.
Take a look. on down the line. My legs are sinking low, and I believe that it's about time. So get in touch with me. You know she's the one. And he said, honey, there I got.
All the people were singing, they went.
Last Fair Deal from their 2007 album Cover Stories with a cover of Up on Cripple Creek. a great song by the band. Before that, The Valiant Arms with probably the most unusual version of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down that I've got. A lot of them sound very much like the original by the band or by the cover, or like the cover by Joan Baez, but that one is a nice, unique version about the song about Virgil Caine, the Confederate soldier who served on the Danville train and fought in the Civil War in Richmond. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the Valiant Arms from their 2008 album Blue Skies and A Clean Getaway. And before that, The Wait by Shannon Kerfman. Some nice rock and blues to start the show. Loud Guitars, Big Suspicions, the name of the album, came out in 1999, and a great, great version there of The Wait. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Audio Engine's innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. For example, you know, I talk about the speakers, the desktop and the bookshelf speakers, and I talk about the wireless stuff. Let me tell you about the Audio Engine S8. This is their premium-powered subwoofer, right? So you've got your stereo system, or you've got your amplifier set up, and you've got your great speakers and whatnot. And the one thing that's missing is that sound, that nice little rumble that when the spaceship hovers over the city, you want to feel it in your spine. Well, Audio Engine S8 Premium Powered Subwoofer, excellent performance for music, movies, and games. Audio Engine S8 is the perfect bass extension for Audio Engine powered speakers or as an upgrade to any music system. Super compact size and wireless ready. And when you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, clear my throat, COVERTEN when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, well, if you were to draw a line between a couple of great 90s acts, the Jayhawks and the Canals, you would have a hard time convincing me that Death Cab for Cutie would record a song square in the middle of that line and make it a cover of a band song. But that's exactly what I'm going to play for you right now. Here's Death Cab for Cutie with their contribution to the excellent 2007 tribute to the band called Endless Highway, the music of the band. Here is Rockin' Chair.
I've spent my whole life at sea, and I'm pushing age 73, and there's only one place that was meant for me. Call them ragtime Willie. We're gonna shoo away the rest of our years. We're gonna put away all of our tears. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere. Slow down, Willie boy. Your heart's gonna give right out. I know what I should do. Turn the stern and point to shore. The seven seas won't carry us no more. Oh, to be home again, down in old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. I can't that air, dip in snuff, I won't have no care. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere. Hear the sound, Willie boy. The flying Dutchman's on the reef. It's my belief that we've used up all of our hills too steep to climb, and the days that remain are worth the time. Oh, to be home again, down old Virginia, with my very best friend. They call him Ragtime Willie. Would have been nice just to see the folks. Once again to the stale jokes. That big rocking chair won't go nowhere.
One, two, one, two, three, four. If your memory serves you well, we were going to meet again and wait. So I'm gonna unpack my things and sit before it gets too late. No man alive will come to you with another tale to tell, but you know that we shall meet again if your memory serves you well. This wheel's on fire. To confiscate your lace and wrap it up in a sailor's knot and hide it in your case. If I knew for sure that it was yours, but it was so hard to tell, you know that we wouldn't meet again if your memory serves you well. This wheel's on fire. Serves you well.
to get you your favors done.
The sun don't shine. that I never felt so alone before. That I never felt so alone before.
Over by the wildwood, hot summer nights, lay in the tall grass till the morning light comes shining.
If I had my way, I'd never get the urge to roam. But a young man, he serves his country, an old man stays at home.
Don't put me in a frame upon the mantle. Memories that grow dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Second thought, it never crossed my mind to do what's right, do what's not. I'm not the judging kind.
I can take the darkness or storms in the sky. We all got our certain trials and they're burning up inside.
Don't send me no distant salutations. Silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Whoa, whoa. Salutations or silly souvenirs from far away. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Don't leave me alone in the twilight. Twilight is the loneliest time of day.
A song that has absolutely nothing to do with vampires and werewolves, thank goodness. Twilight by the Jones Street Boys from the 2007 album Overcome. Before that, It Makes No Difference by Dennison Whitmer from his 2003 album Recovered. A Bob Dylan co-written track. Before that one, Serena Ryder covering This Wheel's on Fire from her 2006 album If Your Memory Serves You Well. Great, great track there. And we start off the set with Death Cab for Cutie, kind of doing a little y'all-ternative instead of alternative, with a cover of the band's Rockin' Chair from the tribute album Endless Highway, the music of the band. Boy, it was tough, really tough, I gotta say, trying to decide which song to play from that album. So I've got another one set aside for the cover of a bonus track. Actually, I've got a whole another 10-song set of music set aside for Coverville bonus track, so it's almost going to be like a cover story part two with a lot of similar songs. I mean, you're going to find in Coverville bonus tracks for this episode, you're going to hear another cover of The Wait, another cover of The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, the one that Tina picked. This Wheel's on Fire. Yeah, a lot of great stuff. So listen for that one. If you're a Coverville citizen, you will get that episode of Coverville Bonus Tracks. Let's get to the last set of music here. It's going to be a longer show than usual, just because the band's music is a little bit longer than the average 2-minute, 30-second pop classic. The first part of the last set is going to begin with just such an amazing vocalist, Dar Williams. From her 2003 album, The Beauty of the Rain, here is her cover of Whispering Pines.
If you find me in a gloom, catch me in a dream, inside my no in between, whispering pines, rising of the tide. If only one star shines, that's just enough to get.
They say everything can be replaced. They say every distance is not near. And so I remember every face of every man who put me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released. They say every man needs protection, and they say that every man must fall. And yet I swear I can see my reflection somewhere so high above this wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be.
Chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies, someday he comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died and our love may be cold, but with you forever I'll stay. Every point I wear, the sand turns to gold, but put your stockings on, cause it might get cold. Oh, everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Looking for a job, but it's hard to find. There's winners and there's losers, and I'm south of the line. Well, I'm tired of getting caught out on the losing end, but I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Well, everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. But don't make your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Oh, meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
So a little background for you. In 1976, the band, as it was in the 60s and early 70s, with Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, broke up. And there was a famous concert on Thanksgiving night recorded and turned into a movie called The Last Waltz, directed by Martin Scorsese. On my Netflix list, I haven't seen it, so go ahead and send the emails of derision for not having seen that classic music-related movie yet. But I promise I'll have seen it within a week from tonight. So they broke up in 1976. Which was really mostly Robbie Robertson's idea. He was ready to retire the group. He was ready to go solo. And Rick Danko and Levon Helm and a few of the other band members really wanted to keep going, so they did. They stopped touring for a while, but then they started touring and recording again. And in 1993, they released an album called Jericho, which included that cover there of Bruce Springsteen's Atlantic City. Such a great song, and I think it fits just as well in their style, their countrified style, as it did with Bruce Springsteen's original. You can actually hear Levon Helm doing lead vocals there and playing mandolin as well. Atlantic City by the band from Jericho. Before that, I Shall Be Released, a Bob Dylan track that they famously covered on their landmark album, Music from Big Pink. I Shall Be Released, covered there by a group called Steel Train, and you'll find that on a 2005 tribute called Listen to Bob Dylan, which the band apparently did. They not just listened to him, but they followed him as a mentor and even worked several times with him, including in that Martin Scorsese pick that I mentioned. And Whispering Pines by Dar Williams kicked off the set from her 2003 album, The Beauty of the Rain. Great tune. And again, I just I want to bathe in her vocals. They're just beautiful. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the site at coverville.com. Cover song search. Listen to every song I've ever recorded or become a Coverville citizen and get all those extra bonus shows. Get a t-shirt, get a DVD. Find out more about that at citizen.coverville.com. We'll be back, well, technically, we'll be back on Monday with another edition of Who Did It Better. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Check with me for advertising. You want to advertise on Coverville? Email me. Let me know. You can also find Coverville as part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. And bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.
Program so good, it's like you're there.